Yo, you know what this is, man. We back, and this is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. We up in the spot, and you know, off top, man, you see who we got in here. We have our professional. Hold on, let me get my shit right before I announce her. You feel what I'm saying? Let me get my shit right. We have our licensed mental health professional, resident in counseling, Miss Misha Penn. Can I get a round of applause for Miss Misha Penn? Let's go. Yeah. Hey, so you know, we got, oh, hold on, before I just jump into it, bro, what you got going today?
Oh, everything going good. We you know what I'm saying? We got our mental health expert, and we're going to get down into the brain right here for y'all today. She going to bring it home.
There's a lot of crazy motherfuckers running around out here right now. You know what I mean? This ain't one of them. Nah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it today. You know what I mean? But off top, though, we got Miss Misha Penn in the building. And she gonna let you know what's going on with the mental health tips. So hit you with a couple facts real quick. For the seventh year in a row, Mental Health America released this annual State of Mental Health in America report, which ranks all 50 states and the District of Columbia based on several mental health and access measures. This year, Vermont moved to the number one spot ahead of Pennsylvania, and Nevada remained last at number 51. Also of note, 19%, which is 47.1 million of people in the U.S. are living with a mental health condition. Nationwide, a 1.5 million increase over last year's report. So, like I said, there's some shit going on. There's some shit going on, Misha, man. What's going on out here, man? What's going on? Let these tell these people what's happening.
Well, mental illness is not anything new. Mental illness has been around for a long time. You know, people joke about it all the time, like, oh, you know, my uncle bipolar, or, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really nothing to joke about. But mental illness has been around for a long time. It's just those numbers, I would say, in my opinion, just reflect that more people are seeking help.
Yeah.
Which is important.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people suffer in silence. But to hear those numbers and with the increase, it just means more people have been diagnosed by a mental health professional such as myself.
Yeah, that's
just great. A little bit about me. I am a licensed mental health professional. I'm a resident in counseling. I have been doing mental health for about 8 or 9 years. I have worked with children. I currently work with children as well as adults. I work currently now at Epic Health Partners, which we are located at 20 Ellsworth Street in Martinsville. I've only been there since January. Transitioned into that position to work more with children, which is where I do my best work, I feel.
Okay.
It's more rewarding to work with kids.
That's dope.
Yes. If you can catch them young and fix it, then you don't have them coming in your office at 40, 35. You know what I'm saying?
Because you see a lot of that?
Yeah. It's a revolving door. Me and my coworkers were just talking about this the other day. Mental health is a revolving door. You get these kids, like I have some now, that I'm pretty sure are going to stay in services for the duration of their life.
Mm.
They'll be in and out. They come in and out. Same way with the hospital. We see them. They come. They think they're well. They go. They come back. They see us again.
Mm.
Most of the time with the kids, it's because of their environments.
Yeah.
So it's good when you can get into the home and you can work with the kids and the family as a whole. Because if I can work with your child and get your child right, but I put them right back into the environment where they got these issues from the first time, it's not fixing
it. It was work basically undone.
Right.
Yeah. Basically work undone. So.
Right.
Wow.
So currently I am working towards licensure in Virginia. I have to get 3,400 hours working with adults, kids, families in order to be licensed. And then take a state board test.
Oh, that's big. Yeah, you really got to know what you're doing dealing with people's mental. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can't just be telling them anything.
No.
Yeah.
You got to know your
I did get a bachelor's degree from Virginia State University.
Okay.
Yeah. In psychology. I have a master's degree from Liberty in human services, marriage and family counseling. Mm-hmm. And I have another master's degree from Liberty in professional counseling.
Okay. Oh, that's major.
Yeah.
That's major. And you're stepping.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, man. Way to go. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I wanted to add to something. Like, does mental health start, like, young? Do kids, like, have mental health issues early on in life? Like, I know you see killer kids in the shows on TV and shit like kids. It's crazy.
A lot of the things in my opinion.
Like, I'm basically asking like the age group when it starts.
Or well, I mean, it doesn't always necessarily have to start in childhood, but a lot of it we do see starts when they're young. Mm-hmm. It starts from the trauma. Trauma that they've witnessed, trauma that they've been through. One thing that I was just talking to somebody about the other day was the percentages on molestations, especially in the Black community. Mm-hmm. The molestations come from family members.
You hear a lot about this.
Oh, yes.
I very rarely
meet a young girl, a young Black girl or boy that has not been molested by a family member. Somebody in their family has crossed those boundaries.
It's like you hear about that now, but it's been that's been going on.
Yeah,
it's been like for years. Like,
but the thing about it, and what bothers me, is the Black community. We sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
We sweep it under the rug. Baby, don't you tell nobody about that. Yeah. You know, we're not gonna talk about that.
Mm.
What happens in this house stays in this house. Well, then you have a child coming or a teenager coming to see me.
Wow.
Because. Yeah. Nobody has even thought to sit down and talk with them or help them through what has happened to them.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been affecting them the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody to talk to, no help.
Right.
What are some signs a person is having an anxiety attack?
So anxiety looks different for everybody.
Okay.
I suffer from anxiety. It's nothing that, you know, to be ashamed of. I'm a professional, yes, but we suffer from things as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And you may have heard it before. Your therapist needs a therapist. We do. You know, we're human. But anxiety can look different for many people. They could turn red. You could, you know, sweat. Heart beating real fast. Can't breathe.
Yeah.
Just different things. Crying. As far as when somebody's having a panic attack, the real telltale sign, I would say, is their inability to sit still, and you can tell they can't catch their breath.
Oh, God, yeah.
So how can we calm that person down? What should we do in that situation?
Well, when you have an individual that's suffering from anxiety attack, and I have recently had this happen in my office.
Uh-huh.
I had a young girl that came in, and she was going through her trauma. She had been molested and things like that, so... As we're talking through this, I could tell her leg began to shake out of control. She couldn't control it. The best thing to do is you stay calm.
Okay.
Because how can you calm someone down when you've gotten kind of hyped up? You know, you got to keep yourself calm. Talk to them in a calming voice. What we call it in counseling is grounding. Grounding techniques. Grounding techniques can be as easy as deep breathing. Sitting and make it just control breaths.
Uh-huh.
One of the ones that I use a lot with kids is closing their eyes, and it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5 things you can see, 4 things you can taste. You know, just going to a happy place.
Yeah. Okay.
Close your eyes, go to your happy place, and tell me 5 things that you see, 5 things that you smell.
And I think it's like the way that you say that. It's real. Like, I know that's real because what we're saying is mental health. Like, it's a mental thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you're able to recognize, if you're able to recognize before, you know, you can kind of get a grip on it, mm-hmm. but you ain't got no control over it. But you can kind of like get a grip on it. Like, okay, I feel it. Like, I'm sweating.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? I'm just going crazy. You know what I mean? So it's just like you try to calm it down because it's a mental thing. You know what
it
I mean?
Is.
You, and everybody can't do that. But if you can recognize that you have an issue, I think like that helps.
And no, everybody can't do that. But like he said, you know what, if you see somebody going through it, what can I do? And like you said, you know, that's what you can do. But the biggest thing for me, and I like this saying back here, I got to point to this right here. Because one thing about me, a lot of people don't like, but I'm a very optimistic person.
Oh, okay.
I'm very positive as well.
Yeah.
We think ourselves into a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So what you think. Is in turn, and that's kind of how I approach my counseling. It's a mind thing. What you think is going to determine how you feel, and it's going to determine how you behave.
Yeah.
So if you can keep your mind in a clear space and think positive,
you got to hit them woosahs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Big.
You got to get that.
Yes,
you got to get that clearness.
Yes,
if you can get that space. You can get your head in that space. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like,
and that's what you'll do with that person when, you know, they're going through anxiety attack. Once you get them calmed down, talk through them. Talk with them through it. Whatever it is that's going on or whatever it is that's bothering them, just talk through it.
Yeah.
But be calm when you do it. And give them some alternative positive things to think.
You have to, you do, you got to take, and I think, you know, recognizing somebody, dealing with somebody with mental health, you got to take it slow with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know what I mean? You can't just push it. Yeah. Push something on them like, why you ain't?
Oh, no, that don't work.
You're going to dry their ass, go do something on your...
Yeah. You got to work with them where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, if you got somebody that's dealing with addiction, I'm going to work with you where you are. I don't care that when you get ready to leave here, you're going out and you're going to do whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever you do.
I'm going to work with you right now on whatever it is you want help with.
And maybe you'll think about it later while you're going to go take, while you're taking course in the actions.
Right.
You know, so.
Is it like a hotline or something that we could call, like, for a mental health expert, you know what I'm saying? Instead of calling the police, because I see a whole lot of people calling the police. And then that's when things escalate to somebody getting killed.
Well, we have the local community service board here, which is, they have a hotline called Contact.
Okay.
I think it's 1-800-CONTACT.
1-800-CONTACT, okay.
And you can contact that line. That's a crisis line.
Yeah.
Also at Epic, we offer crisis services. Crisis stabilization can be anywhere from somebody that's had a mental break or, you know, you may be homeless. You know, homeless, that's a crisis.
Damn right. Shit, not having no shelter over your head, that's crisis. Yeah.
So, and crisis to you may be different for crisis to me.
Gotcha.
You know, like a crisis may be, you know, I woke up this morning, my light's off. That may not be a crisis to you because you may be used to that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's different for everybody, but we do offer that at Epic. You can definitely contact us at Epic Health Partners for that. And there's plenty of mental health agencies in Martinsville that you can contact as well.
I didn't realize that it was so many, like, you know, cases like that. Like it's like you see on it, like millions of cases and shit. But I know, like, here where we live at,
it's a lot.
It's a lot, man. And it, like, you pay attention to what's going on in the news and the newspaper, whatever the shit that you see. It's like it's growing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I be and you know what, like, honestly, man, I be hating to see that shit, man, because sometimes it be a lot of our people too, and you can tell that you know, it don't just affect one set of people. Like, I see young teenagers, black teenagers,
young black, older folks
just go foolish. You know what I mean? And it's and it's something that you don't think about at a young age, but as you get older, you start realizing like they ain't crazy for real. Something wrong with them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's not nothing wrong when they got it's a mental health issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, man.
And the best thing to do, I think, just my opinion, as far as when you're dealing with people that are dealing with mental illness or things have happened to them and they can't handle it like we can.
Yeah.
It's just be understanding. Be there for them.
Yeah.
Don't judge. A lot of people don't seek help because they fear being judged. They fear being talked about.
Yeah.
With us in professionals,
mm-hmm.
We're bound by confidentiality. So there are people that I went to school with. There are people that I know I see on a daily basis that I, you know, have counseled, but I could never tell anybody.
The
best thing that the community can do is to come together and be there for those people. I hate it when we have somebody commit suicide. And then the community's like, oh, y'all should have knew about that. Or, you know, they should have helped them.
Mm.
Okay, what did you do?
What did you do? Yeah, it's easy to point the finger. But what did you do to help correct?
Absolutely right.
To intervene in a person's life. You know what
I
mean? Yeah, man. It's me and Rook, on this show, we ask each other every week, like, how's your mental health? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like,
it's important.
Like, every week. And I think that it helps with me and him. In the beginning, like, oh my God, man. But still, you know, me and Rook talk, but, you know, we be busy.
Yeah.
But when we talk, like, and we talk about what's, like, how you feeling. He can answer the phone, I can see it in his eye, like, you good?
Yeah.
Oh, he called me, like, are you good? Like, So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it helps to have that person that you can talk to.
Absolutely.
And can help get you through it. Not saying that they have the answers, but it's like, you know, just being someone to lean on, tell your issues, and, you know, sometimes a damn agree with you. Because, shit, you ain't all the way fucked up all the time.
Yeah. Right,
you know what I mean? You ain't all... Oh, you ain't always it wrong. Ain't you know what I mean? So
right, right. And that's definitely important, is to have somebody that you can trust to go to and talk to. And with the question you asked, like, what can you do for that person? That's what you can do. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Just listen. Because we don't need you to have the answers all the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know there are plenty of times I have went, you know, to my friend and talked to her, and I just want you to listen to me. I need to get it out.
Yeah.
I have plenty of clients that come to me. They don't want no answer. They don't want me to fix it.
They just want you. They just want to get it out. Be heard. Yeah.
I have, and that I hear that a lot from clients. I'm not. Nobody listens to me, or I haven't been heard, especially kids. Nobody's listening.
Because motherfuckers be thinking you crazy and shit. You be telling them something, but they think you crazy, but you telling them really like.
Oh, yeah, and that's how it is with kids.
You know what I mean?
Listen, y'all. Kids will tell you something's wrong without telling you something's wrong.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention to your kids. You have to know when your kids are not well. I see it a lot that kids come in, and I'm like, your mama didn't notice that you were doing this? Like, you know, mom and daddy haven't noticed you doing this or saying this, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you have a kid that is usually outside playing and running around, and all week they've been in their room with the door shut, not want to talk to nobody. Go talk to them.
Yeah,
something's
time to
wrong.
Intervene.
Right.
Time to intervene.
Something's happening. And that's how our young children commit suicide.
Yeah.
It's because nobody's watching, nobody's listening.
That's dope. That's dope.
Hey, I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah.
Can smoking a blunt a day blow your anxiety away? It's kind of like a calmer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you basically asking, is marijuana a damn stress reliever?
Yeah.
Asking a professional.
Yeah.
So listen, as y'all know, I am a professional. I am not endorsing anybody to smoke.
Got you.
But I have done research and I have looked it up myself. Reading is fundamental, guys. Yeah. Read for yourself, know for yourself. There are benefits in marijuana, CBD, that stuff, they, you know.
Yeah.
It's benefits in it as far as for anxiety, for pain, many different things. I don't endorse telling nobody to go out and smoke no weed, but, you know, do your research.
I'm going
to
blow it up.
Do your research.
Damn it, I'm stressed. Yeah. Roll that blunt. Roll that 3.5. Big blunts. Yes, sir. Heard it from a professional.
And you don't have to have medication. You don't have to have weed. Sometimes it's just as simple as working on your thoughts, as well as doing grounding, having quiet time, you know, breathing. Make sure you're breathing, because a lot of times with panic attacks, it's because you're holding your breath and you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
You got to breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you're not breathing, yes, that happens. That happens to me. You forget to breathe. Because you got so much going on in your mind.
Yeah.
I just take a breath. Just breathe.
Yeah.
It works.
Whoa. Hey, look, you got anything that you
want? Yeah, I got this. What do you see yourself in 5 years?
We're
going to switch over into, like, you owning your own business. Is that part of the plan for the future?
That was part of the plan.
Okay.
That was part of my plan when I first started this.
Uh-huh.
Right now, the company that I'm with, no lie, I mean, I see myself growing within that company.
Okay.
I really do.
It's always good to have somebody you feel like you can grow with, definitely.
And it's black owned.
Oh, it's black owned?
Yes, it is.
What's the name of this company again?
Epic Health Partners.
And where they're located again?
We have an office in Danville. We have an office in Martinsville. We also have an office in Richmond. I think they're working on opening one in Atlanta.
Damn.
And they are about to launch the one in Mississippi.
So blessings, y'all franchising. They basically, you know, they franchising.
So, you know, moving to that company has really opened my eyes to the possibilities.
That's definitely, that's dope.
If he can do this, I can do this.
That's dope. Absolutely. That's dope. Hell yeah. And you said it's black.
And he looks like me.
And it's like a mental health facility.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dope as hell.
Yes. He's doing it. He's doing it.
I'm glad. See, that's why we had to have you on here, man. See, you stepping in a way that's, you know, into history. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Being a young man, a young black woman that's dealing with mental health and shit like that, and being able to come on our show, like, we really appreciate that.
No problem. And I think that as far in 5 years, I mean, you got to have multiple streams of income. So I did want to have me a private practice on the side. You know, doing my own thing with that as well. So
Why not? You got to have more.
Why not?
If you want to be a millionaire, they say you got to have at least 8.
Okay, I got 3 already.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, you on your way, though.
I'm on your way.
Do you want to plug them right here, right now? You know, your businesses? You say you got
3? Yes, I do. I do Paparazzi Jewelry. I'm selling that on the side. You guys probably see me on Facebook because I stay on all the time. I do my live shows.
Yeah.
You can join me on Facebook at The Sparkle Spot. That is the name of my business. Soon I will be launching some additional things with The Sparkle Spot. Okay. Can't say it right here, right now, but it's coming.
Okay. Go ahead, man. Handle your business. You're doing big shit, man. And we glad to have you on.
Thank you.
Sounds like you on your way.
I'm trying.
And you're growing.
And y'all keep going. And we're going to thank big.
You got to thank big, man.
Yes.
We moving. We thanking big, man. Like I said, we have licensed mental health professional counseling in residence. Misha B.
Yeah.
Let's go, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Hey.
Are we winning that good, y'all?
Yeah.
Yo, we back. You know what this is. This part two. This our section. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. You know, we're going to hit you with some everyday shit from me, man. This is some everyday-ish with Fino G. It go like, smart people learn from everything and everyone. Average people from their experiences. Stupid people already have all the answers. So what that means is, you can't be fucking with the know-it-alls. If a person know-it-all already, then shit, what the hell kind of game do they got to get game from? They have no, it ain't no point in it. You know what I mean? So it's like a person who already have all the answers can't do nothing but help you. But you can always learn from mistakes, experiences, another person's mistake and their experiences and shit. You just got to be willing to take that advice and be able to open up to learn from that shit. You know what I mean? And realize that you do make mistakes. And you ain't perfect. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody in this motherfucking world perfect. No. You gonna fuck up. And you gotta and acknowledge that. You know what I mean? Acknowledge your mess ups. Acknowledge your screw ups. Acknowledge your shortcomings. Don't run from them. Because running from them will just mess your head up even more. That shit will stress you the fuck out and it'll make you unmotivated. So, you know, just go after everything you want to go after, and don't listen to people who think they know everything. Always be hungry for knowledge. Don't be one of them people who think you know everything. You gotta be hungry for knowledge, man, because no matter how old you get, or no matter how young you are, you're never too old, you're never too young to learn from somebody. So, you know, mistake is one of the biggest teachers. Experience is one of the biggest teachers. So, you know, take heed of that. It's some everyday shit with Fino the G.
Because knowledge is power.
And these is black facts, y'all. These black facts, y'all. It's black, bliggity, black facts, y'all. It's like that, y'all. These black facts, y'all. It's black, bliggity, black facts, y'all. Hey. OG, I'll let you kick it off. Who your black fact is for today, my brother?
My black fact is, I'm going to tell y'all about the Negro Motorist Green Book. What you need that book for? I'm going to tell you why you needed that book. Because we couldn't go everywhere. We couldn't stop everywhere.
And it's called the what?
It's called the Negro Motorist Green Book.
Wow, I ain't heard of that.
During the Jim Crow era, discriminatory laws and practices made traveling by a car difficult and even dangerous experience for African Americans. Along the nation's highways, Black travelers routinely denied access to basic services like gas, food, restrooms, and lodging. Stopping in an unfamiliar place carried the risk of humiliation, threats, or worse. To find safe and friendly accommodations, travelers relied on a network of shared advice exchanged by word of mouth and also published in guides such as the Green Book. Published from 1936, to 1966, the Negro Motorist Green Book listed motels, restaurants, service stations, and other accommodations that served African Americans. Victor H. Green, a New Jersey postal worker, created his namesake guide to help Black travelers safely navigate the segregated realities of Jim Crow America. Green used his contacts in the Postal Service, as well as the input from traveling salesmen and business owners to complete the listings and partner with the Standard Oil Company to distribute the Green Book at SO gas stations. And that was the Negro Motorist Green Book. We had to have this back in the day, y'all.
That's crazy.
That and that's my have, black
that
fault.
It's yeah. crazy that you got to have like a guide to tell you what shit yeah. not yeah.
With state, with,
being
with,
black was always being yes. dangerous, baby.
Yes.
My black fact is on the one and only, we got to say long live, rest in peace to Biz Markie.
Yes, right.
A.K.A. Well, Marcel Theo Hall, a.k.a. Biz Markie. Born April the 8th. It's an Aries baby, shout out. 1964 to July 16, 2021. Known professionally as Biz Markie, he was an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer. Was best known for his 1989 single, Just a Friend.
She say just a friend.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend.
Hey.
You say he's just a friend.
Oh.
Hey, look, man. It became a top 40 hit in several countries. In 2008, Just a Friend made number 100 on VH1's list of 100 greatest hip hop songs of all time. Markie has been called the Clown Prince of hip hop, but ain't nothing clown about him. Shout out to Biz Markie, man. You really did the culture a favor, and you looked out, man. So long live, rest in peace, Biz Markie.
Cause nothing can save you. This is the season for catching the flavor. Got the flavors.
Come on, man. And these are black facts, y'all. They black facts, y'all. They
black
facts, y'all. It's black facts, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's black, bliggity, black facts, y'all. Let's go.
We're going to jump right into it. We're going to ride high.
And looking low it brook. Hey.
We riding high. And looking low it brook.
Hey, bitch. Ha. Where we at with it, OG? Where we at? What city we in today? What state we in?
We in Connecticut today, y'all.
Okay, we in Connecticut.
Because that's where I'm going to.
That's and just I'm a, connect. They spell that shit like connect to cut.
Yeah, anyway, connect to cut. Yeah. And that's traveling. We're going to go up 81.
Okay.
We're going to cut across 78. And then we're going to cut across 287. And that's going to bounce us over to 95. Look why I go all the way out the right. Because if you go up 95, you're gonna be stuck in traffic through up at Washington DC. You're gonna be mad. So but my thing I wanna talk about is hygiene. Look, it's getting hot out there, drivers. Look, it's too hot for y'all to be coming to these shipping offices and receiving offices with your tail stinking, your breath stinking, your arms stinking. Look, before you go in there, when you get up in the morning, brush your teeth. Get some toothpaste, brush your teeth. Look, get you some wipes. Baby wipes. Get you some of them wipes. Go up on your arm. Go do it. Go to your tail. Go to your ball. Do all that. If not, look, you know, I'm going to tell you another thing you can get. The first thing you ever got your tail washed in, them little bitty baby pails, them little bitty, what they call them?
Baby what?
No, that little thing that they put the baby in. The little thing you put the water in and you put the baby in there.
The stroller?
No, the little baby bath. You remember the little bitty thing that your mama put you in there? Get you one of them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I
get you a wash rag. Get you some soap. And look, you're going to have to bird bath if you can't get to a shower.
I'd rather bird bath than run around with a funky ass.
You got to.
Some motherfucker want bird bath.
Man, that thing going to be riding off in there. You balls get a stinking, boy. Ain't no worth it for stinking balls, boy. I'm telling you, your tail stinking too. Man, because you're going to truck stop. Like, what's that smell?
Sit in the little docking office smelling like a whole cookout tray.
Man, you smell like hot dog with double onions on that joker, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, y'all boys got to do better out there. Nobody want to smell that, man. Wipe y'all tail. You know what I'm saying? Keep your wash rag. Get your bar soap. And a towel, a couple of towels. You know, hang them jumps up when you get finished. You know what I'm saying? Let them air out. You know what I'm saying?
The fool don't care nothing about, man. I'm messing with you, man.
Hey, look. But I'm just trying to tell y'all. Hey, look. Do your personal hygiene. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, I'm going to keep on pounding on you. Do that PTI. Make sure everything working. Check your tires. Check your coolant. You know what I'm saying? Check your oil. Check all that. PTI, baby. I'm going to hit y'all with that every time.
Pre-trip inspection.
You got to do that, guys. PTI and hygiene. That's what we at right now. Brush your teeth, like I said. Wash your tail. Wash on your own. All that, man. We need that. And people will respect you for it. We understand you can't get to a shower every day, but you can at least knock some of that stuff off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all know truck driving ain't the easiest job in the world. You know what I mean? You got to sacrifice. You got to be able to put up with the put up.
Yeah.
Sometimes be able to put up with the put down. Feel what I'm saying?
So there was
riding high and looking low with Brooke.
Hey,
we riding high and looking low with Brooke. Bitch, late. Let's go, man. Let's go. Where we at with it?
I'm good. Y'all good?
I'm straight.
I'm straight. I'm good. Man. Hey, sure.
You know what this is, man.
Oh.
We ain't done yet. We ain't done. We gotta end it all the right way.
Yeah.
I wanna send this out to anybody that wanna match me and OG. We gonna be doing a book bag. And what the hell was that? We're gonna be doing a book bag and a school supply giveaway.
Yes.
In August, right before the kids go back to school. So if there's anybody that wanna get out there and match me and OG. What we doing, we're going to be getting the book bags. If y'all want to put some money up to get the book bags, you're more than welcome to come match us, inbox us, let us know that you're trying to contribute, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And you ain't getting nothing back, you're just doing this for the community because it ain't been done.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't going to leave it to the churches to do that, and we appreciate the churches that do that.
Yeah.
But we're going to take care of our own from here on out. So, anybody want to match us, let's get it. Everyday Life of Rookie Fino, let's go.
Yeah.